Good evening, my king. Oh, you look surprised to see us.
Maybe he's just surprised to see both of us. Though I don't see why, my lord.
We've both warmed your bed at one point or the other this year. Well, more Dorabella than I.
But at dinner you seemed so troubled. You could almost see all the weight of the world on your shoulders.
We talked in our chambers.
All of your concubines.
We all wanted to come, but it was decided that might be a bit much for a tired monarch just trying to relax his bones. We would all want you, and that would be a lot for one man, even one such as you, my king.
And one girl would be entirely too little. This was no mere night of warming your bed. We want to soothe your soul, warm your heart, and melt the worried lines from your visage.
So we settled upon two, me and your Fiora, who is new to your harem.
And your sweet Dorabella, who has warmed your bed many, many nights, and who always rejoices at the thought of one more.
My king, we hate to see you so troubled and grim. Even now, being new to your harem, my poor heart aches at the thought of such sleepless nights.
And such dark clouds over your brow.
We want to bring a smile to your face again tonight, if you'll have us.
Come join us in your bed, my king. We've slipped beneath your satin sheets, not wearing a stitch of clothing between the two of us.
The satin feels so cool against our skin. We're sure to perish from the cold.
I wouldn't do to let such loveliness go to waste, would it, my king? Your voluptuous Dorabella with her raven hair.
And your slender little Fiora with the golden locks. Won't you save us from the loneliness plaguing us? Won't you let us take the image of our worried, sighing king from our troubled dreams?
Don't deny us, my king. Let us soothe the worries of the day from your troubled brow. Is that not why we're here? Is that not why you keep us?
Come play with us, your highness, please.
Come here, come on. This is truly set to be a wonderful evening. We'll finally get to help our king relieve some of his worries. Oh, but Fiora, his majesty is wearing far too many clothes to play.
Let's keep him, Dorabella. You unfasten his cloak and I'll attend to his shirt.
So long as you save his breeches for me.
Never. We'll share those.
Our handsome king. So beautifully formed in every way. Every time I get to see you, all of you, my heart seems to try and beat out of my chest. I need my hands upon you.
Our soft, delicate fingers caressing your heated skin. You're so warm, Your Majesty. I need to feel more. I need my entire body warmed by your heat to feel myself relax against your delicious torso.
Kiss me, my king.
And me. Please don't forget about me.
Of course not. Fiora, love. Kiss me, too.
Dorabella, I could never dream of being disloyal to our king in that way. My lips are his, and his alone to kiss. All of me is for his pleasure. I belong to him and...
I think you'll find he likes such sights very much. You don't mind, do you, Your Grace? After all, we are both yours. Sisters in your harem, both for your leisure. Come on, Fiora. Haven't you ever wondered what it would feel like to feel your lips pressed against mine?
Only privately. As I said, I'm entirely and only for His Majesty to enjoy.
Look at the way she blushes, Your Majesty. Isn't it becoming? I'm sure you now see why it is that I picked Fiora to be our companion tonight. Of all your companions, she blushes the most beautifully.
Oh, Dorabella.
And she tastes so sweet. My king, do you think kissing her in other places might be just as sweet? Perhaps we'll find out.
Dorabella, we're here for his pleasure. Surely my king would rather be serviced to have us please his...
Trust me, pet. His Excellency enjoys such things. Making a girl quiver under his tongue. Writhe and moan and come for him again and again. His appetites are quite ferocious, aren't they? My beloved king. I've been the subject of such frenzied attentions many times. Why do you think that all the concubines vie for a chance to spend the night with him?
Oh, my goodness, I...
Look at the poor girl. So overwhelmed. My king, perhaps we should give her a demonstration, you and I. Of how lovely that can be. You're so strong, my darling. Setting you down in your desk of all places. Now, we came here for you so you wouldn't think about work. Yes. Kiss my neck. Your warm lips on my skin. There's nothing like your affection. Pressing to my throat like a wandering warmth. Yes. Please move down to my tits. Suck on them, darling. The feeling of your tongue running over my nipples like a flood, washing over my thoughts. Come now, make me wet and wanton for you.
You're pressing his head to your chest.
It's the rare occasion when a slight pressing is not frowned upon. I'm not telling His Majesty where to go. Merely indicating that his lips feel so royally divine.
Are you pushing him down? Surely we cannot press His Majesty. He goes where he pleases.
Oh, he... does, darling. I'm not pushing him at all. His adoring kisses trailing down my body is entirely by his choice. Oh, you desire me to be on my back. Of course, Your Majesty. Yes.
He's looking at you so hungrily, like a man wandering the desert. Oh, my.
Our king has deep need and lust for the taste of our... that precious faults, my darling. It might be the only thing that brings him as much joy as being deep inside you. Ah! This tongue is... very skilled. Ah, your majesty! You know just where to... press. Ah. You're not roaming at all, are you? You're going precisely where you want to be.
My gods. She's spread out so wantonly beneath you, my king. It's beautiful. Her face is... it's as if she's saying something none of us know. Oh, my. It's making me squirm before you've even touched me, your majesty. My thighs are moving on their own accord, rubbing together and teasing my... of course, your majesty, I'll sit where you need me to. I'm yours. I've never played with her tits before.
Fiora, surely you're not refusing our king.
Oh, no, of course not. I would never. They look so full, so full and creamy. They're weight in my hand and warm and soft and perfect.
By all means, keep squeezing them like that. Your dainty little hands are so eager.
It's as if they're calling out to be sucked. Your nipples, so erect. Of course, your majesty. My tongue is drawn to your nipple, Dorabella. I almost wish I could drink from you.
That is entirely up to our king. If he would do the honor of breeding me later. My king. Your hands upon my thighs. You're so warm. And this feeling. It's as if your hand moving along my thigh is melting me. I'm nearly a puddle. Molten wax in your hands. His tongue may have my heart, but his fingers are a wonderful lover as well. Teasing, slowly exploring my pussy before even making their way inside. It's one of my favorite moments.
My king, your fingers sliding into my pussy. Every inch, it feels so good. Conquering my perfect pussy with your strong hand. That place you're touching makes me see stars. Oh, what on earth?
Yes, put your mouth back onto my tits, my darling. My little Fiora. Hold on to me as it makes us both wet and wanting. Writhing and squirming beneath his touch. I can nearly come from just this much. I think I shall. Ah. Thank you, Your Majesty. Making me climax on your tongue before we've even begun. Much less to relieve your aching. What more could we ask? Please, let me show you my appreciation. Fiora, help me, won't you, darling?
Oh, yes, of course. I must catch my breath. That was so much to take in with my tiny body. I quiver with anticipation.
Let us return to the bed, my king. I intend to exhaust you until you and your worries have melted, only to turn into a fine vapor of pleasure.
We'll play with you until you're sleeping quite soundly, not a care in the world. You care for us and every single soul in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Now rest well. Rest once we've had our fill.
Let's get rid of these breaches at last. We've been held from the royal scepter for far too long.
And here I was hoping it would be our throne. Oh, my king, I... Will I ever get used to seeing it? Frankly, I hope not. Torbella, help me. I want to overwhelm him with the way he overwhelmed us.
Oh, gladly, Fiora. After what he did to us, how he made us squirm, there should be nothing left of his wits. So, let's get onto the bed. One on each side of his legs. Your Majesty, spread your legs for us, please. Thank you. Now we can both reach for your royal cock.
Look how it stands for us. It's so wonderful.
And it's not even at its hardest yet.
Oh.
See how it reacts to my hand? Fingers curling around the base. My breath on its head. Magnetic. As if it's drawing my lips to it.
Oh, I know. The warmth coming off is like a deep, hungry call for us. That's all I can do not to devour it on the spot.
I know, darling, but let's take our time. We have all night, and rushing things only steals from the pleasure. Feeling the royal cock twitch at the touch of warm, wet kiss.
Oh, I see. And with the two of us, it's as if our lips are wrapping around him, and I can kiss you as well.
Yes, you can. Glad to see you no longer mind.
No, I liked it. A lot.
And to kiss me with our king's cock between us. Fiora, I couldn't be prouder. Come here.
It feels so warm. And it throbs against our lips as it rises further. How wonderful.
And does because he adores us so. Won't you let him know and feel that the feeling is mutual, darling? Take the tip into your mouth so I can focus on the shaft.
My king, I love the way your cock hardens under our tongues.
How long can you take such sweet torture from your two beautiful girls?
Playing with you, our lips and tongue.
taking every inch of you into our throats.
And later tonight, burying your cock deep into our tight little pussies.
I can't wait to ride and bounce on this lovely cock.
I can't wait to be spread out beneath you, taking you in over and over.
Come on, my leash. We wish to taste you.
Please come in our mouths.
Fiora, I have a fun little game. I will seize a nice little handful of this gorgeous hair, and I'll teach you how to please our king very well. Would you like that, though?
Yes. Do it.
Look at the way she bobs and chokes upon your cock, my king. Wouldn't you like to come in this sweet little mouth? So lovely. Come up, my dear, my turn.
It's so much. Delicious, as expected from my king. So warm and thick.
How generous, your majesty. Giving us such a wonderful and tasty reward, even though we wanted to please you.
Although, I have to admit, I was hoping to be taken as well.
Oh, my dear. You don't think the night is over, do you? Our king just needs a short break and a snack.
Oh, I shall fetch someone from the kitchen at once. He can... Oh, my leash. Your arms around my thighs like that. I can hardly move. And you...
There is no kitchen for this snack, Fiora. Our king just needs to taste a sweet little pussy to be ready for us again.
My lord. It's like my lower body is on fire, contracting on its tongue. How is it everywhere all at once?
He's very good, isn't he? Clearly he loves your taste. His cock is throbbing against my hand.
I would let him have me for every meal.
I know, darling. It's wonderful, isn't it? Good for our king. I knew I chose well when I picked you.
So close.
My. I know that face. You're getting close, aren't you? It's okay, darling. Come on, Fiora. Give yourself into what you're feeling. Let it take you over the edge. Come for our king.
Oh, my king. anything like that. My entire body feels like it's a buzz with... Oh, you pulled me down so swiftly. My thighs on either side of your waist. Your cock is rubbing against my entrance so urgently, pressing in between the folds, demanding to push. And,
King, she looks so tight around your swollen cock. Press inside her. Have her take every inch of you just like that.
My lord, I'm still from your tongue. Oh, it's too much, my liege.
Come here, my little darling. Now, focus on my kisses. And let our king's claiming take over your body.
My legs over your shoulders. Oh, you're so deep. So much.
Look at him. Taking you. Like a beast. So wrong, primal. Please, your majesty. Lay down here and let me. Sorry, darling.
His face is so lost in pleasure. It's gorgeous, Dorbella. You're riding him so hard.
Apologies, darling, but I needed his cock. I needed it inside me right now. Yes, your majesty, just like that. Let me ride every inch of worry and despair out of you. Let me show you how your people feel about their benevolent king. Oh, and Fiora, my little sister in pleasure. Watch my hips roll, taking him. Complete bliss like this. Come here, my king. I can feel him throbbing. He's close. Fiora, come here.
Where do you... his tongue on my clit again.
There you go. Sit right there on his face. We can all... so close.
I'm right there, Dorbella. Please, I'm so close.
That's it, girl. Come with him and me. All of us together.
That was wonderful. I've never felt quite like this. Drained. And yet, this invigorated.
A king's tongue has that effect. Oh, look. He's fighting hard to stay awake.
Oh, please, your majesty, feel free to fall into slumber and recover. We'll be here.
By your side. Warm and soft.
Keeping you warm as you've kept us safe.
Ready for when you want more. But rest for now, my king. You've earned every minute of sleep.
We love you, our big, strong king. Mm-hmm.